I'm WUWM's Emily Files. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a case that could determine whether local health officials can close schools during the COVID-19 pandemic. Back in September, Dane County issued an order temporarily halting in-person instruction for students in grades 3 through 12. Private schools and parents sued, and the Supreme Court temporarily blocked the order. The court also blocked a more recent school closure order from Racine until this case is decided. Attorneys for the private schools and parents made two main arguments. First, that state statute doesn't give local health officers authority to close schools. Attorney Rick Essenberg said that power lies with the State Department of Health Services.
Local health officials may be, as they like to say, the boots on the ground. But in this instance, the boots on the ground need to receive orders from above.
The second argument was that closing religious schools infringes on religious liberty. Attorney Joseph Voiland represents a Lutheran school parent who says communal prayer during in-person school is vital to the family's religious beliefs.
Virtual learning is not the practice of her faith or her children's faith. It needs to be in person because she believes that her children need to be in person with other children as part of the body of Christ. That is her belief.
But the attorney for Dane County, Ramsey Bitar, argued that the government can put restraints on religious practice for public health and safety reasons.
But the rights of one person to exercise their religion in the public square, just like their rights to swing their arms in the public square, stop at another person's nose. The liberty secured by the Constitution does not import an absolute right to do all things at all times, in all circumstances, totally freed from restraint.
It's uncertain when the Supreme Court will rule on this case. The court is currently composed of 4 conservative-leaning justices and 3 liberal-leaning justices. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.